Welcome to Soul of an Empath, the podcast that helps empaths to feel loved, seen, heard, and understood in all areas of your life. Now here's your host, Tiffany Cano.
Yay! We're back with Soul of an Empath podcast. My name is Tiffany Cano. And today we have a beautiful, gorgeous woman by the name of Victoria Vives Kwong. And her whole topic is about divine sexuality. She is an international best-selling author of In a Matter of Seconds, healing and shamanism teacher. She's a spiritual leader, host of the Divine Sexuality Podcast. She has helped thousands of women around the world to access greater fulfillment in their lives and help others do the same through energy healing and spirituality. Victoria emphasizes divine sexuality as the most powerful philosophy she teaches because it's at a foundation of femininity and womanhood. Divine sexuality facilitates the woman's ability to positively relate to their bodies, to their partners, and to their sexuality. Thank you so much, my sister, Victoria, for being on the show with us today.
Thank you so much, Tiffany, for having me. And hi, everybody. How are you guys doing?
So this podcast is, you know, aimed towards helping us fellow empaths. And I'm curious, when did you realize that you were an empath? Let's just start there.
Yes. So since I was small, I had such thin skin that I would perceive everything. And I feel that my family was not familiar with any of this. So they wanted me to have tougher skin. And I kind of played the role like, I have super tough skin. I was like, you know, I finally had over the years to just understand that, you know, I can train martial arts. I can go with the bad guys as I did. I can do anything, but my natural persona is that of an empath. I relate to people. I feel like people feel. I'm just like that. So I'm permeable and feel things. And sometimes it would be great to be able to put a barrier so that I can feel my own self only. And through the years, I did learn some things, but still, that's my nature. I tend to be an empath.
I love it. And as an empath, what do you feel is important for us to do for self-care as well as mindset?
Yeah, so I feel that we learn sometimes by extremes. And I'm a Libra, so I think that is part of my way of learning things. It's like, oh, balance? Not so much. It's the looking for balance. So I learned that way. When I had my near-death experience, after that, it followed a Kundalini awakening and third eye opening. So my empath aspects were like maximized, heightened. So I was feeling everything. Like somebody would be walking toward me and I was like, whoa, like feeling all this energy coming from there. It was very difficult for me. I wasn't grounded enough. So that's when I learned how I needed to do something about it with my energy. And it was only later when I met my mentor, Catherine Morris, that I truly learned how to ground, how to build not a shield. I don't like to call it a shield so much as it is a filter and truly take care of that for me. So I feel that for us, our self-care is essential because otherwise, we're going to be feeling everything that the world is going through. So we feel the collective pain, the collective stress, we feel everything. So unless we dedicate time on a daily basis to reground, regroup, to center our energy, to understand this is mine, this is not mine, unless we do that, it can be really taxing in our energy, but also in our physical bodies.
Yes. And what do you recommend that we can do to protect ourselves, to have that filter in place? Like, I call it holding space and boundaries, but I want to hear what it looks like and feels like to you, and how we can apply that in our lives.
Yes. So for sure, to me, part of it was to connect more with my physical body, because sometimes as empaths, we tend to be more on our higher chakras, so heart and up. We are all about connecting with others and connecting with other realities. And it's like, oh, so good. And then the body is like, who cares? So to me personally, and for my students, what I observe is that when we connect more with our physical bodies in any way, it's going to help. So of course, grounding, we know, visualizing beautiful green roots coming from our feet into the earth, or even walking barefoot on the grass, but also exercising, like martial arts was for me a big thing that helped me being more in my body so that I can still work with energy, but from a more physical perspective. And then also the shield, I really like to work with, I did crystal healing also. So we create some grids for protection. I love to work with black tourmaline, hematite, and other crystals that can truly bring that boundary. As you said, is so important, because yes, we are all together and we are all one, and at the level of the heart, and we connect as one, but still we need to, you know, have the limitation. So even visualizing a beautiful golden layer of light around it that acts as a filter so that only good things come in and out. I love to share that with my students so that we keep and hold our space. We don't contract ourselves, because that happens sometimes. When we are feeling people's energy, sometimes we start contracting. And then it's like, I don't have space.
I know. To me, our space is our sense of self. If there's a contraction, then my capacity to think, to feel, to process, to do life is just diminished.
Absolutely. So just making sure that we own our space. This is my space. Even with our homes, this is my home. And we just place those boundaries that are so important in any way that we connect with. So it can be, once again, the crystal. So it can be the golden layer of light, anything that works for us, but do it on a regular basis.
Yeah. And when did you change from your focus being about energy healing to doing more work with the feminine and divine sexuality? Getting into that juicy, caliente energy.
So it's, once again, I'm a Libra. So I came from the entertainment industry where I was required, seriously, to be pretty sexy, because I didn't understand how this worked. But I know I would go to an audition and just be Victoria the Prude, and nobody would hire me. But then I go and I'm like, hi, how are you guys? And then it's like, okay, you're hired. And I'm like, okay.
So you let your sensuality and your femininity exude out of you. And then they're like, okay, you. I'll hire
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Which I don't feel is the best, because now we're coming into objectification. So this is a way of the feminine that is distorted. It's almost like something that we are using for a different mean, because we know commercials, magazines, all of this is not necessarily selling the most conscious-oriented products. But now we're using all this power of the divine feminine and all the power of the creative force of sexuality to put it behind all of these things that are not even good for us. So that was a big concern for me, to be working behind these brands and in these shows. So I kind of went opposite. And I was, okay, so now is the prude time. And I started. So I would, my mentor, Catherine Morris, which is actually, she was teaching in Tustin. I don't know. I feel like maybe you even met her one day or something. But she was so beautiful. So she was older than me. And I almost tried to emulate her. So kind of clothes that she wore, her, everything. So suddenly my husband wasn't that happy. Let me tell you, he wasn't that excited about my change from the super sexy hot mama to the conservative old lady look.
I wonder why.
It's like, but he wasn't very excited. So my relationship with my partner started suffering. I started bringing back conditioning from my childhood of very ultra conservative regime, patriarchal religion, chauvinistic society, all of that. So just contracting myself and my sexuality. And this actually resulted in chronic pain and many problems. Like I lost my power, basically. There is a force behind this sexual energy and being a woman that we cannot live without it. And even though I pushed it down, I bury it so that it doesn't do any crazy things in the world, sexy mama, I need to recover it. So I started seeing how I can integrate it. And as a healer, as a spiritual teacher, how can I bring it into the picture in such way that everything works together, that I can honor this amazing energy that is so important. Is we as women are the nurturers, so we need to recover that role. We are too masculine sometimes.
And what do you feel are some good ways for us to reclaim our femininity?
Yes, so this is something that we are discovering together as sisters. We are just going through this new paradigm. Because we, with the feminism system, movement, we gain a lot of rights and a lot of things that were good, but at the same time, we lost a little bit our femininity. So now we're going to the next layer, which is going to be, how can we bring all together? How mm-hmm. can we truly embody this? So it's something that we are discovering together. And sometimes it might be just a little bit of a switch in our perception, how we look at things, how we define things, how we go about our obligations, to see them more like a, almost like a sacred thing that we are doing. So instead to do work like more intellectually, just feel it into your heart and just do it from there. Instead to work all the time from the mind, just take moments to allow your body to move. Just little things that we can do. So just incorporating that and making sure that we listen to our bodies instead to listen to what we should be feeling. Sometimes our emotions might not even be welcome in our society, right? So sometimes start really embracing that so that we can understand our own processes.
I love it. Thank you. Yeah, I believe that the masculine and feminine energies are so important for us to be able to have access to both. And there are times when I notice I skew to one extreme or the other, and I'm like, okay, let me bring in more masculinity because I'm so in the feminine flow that time doesn't even matter. And, you know, like sometimes I'll skew to one side or get like ultra man mode and okay, let's bring more femininity into it and knowing like how to just drop into those energies and those archetypes so quickly and effortlessly. So that's been a fun game that I've been personally playing with. And I did a year long training, 3 years in a row, actually, that was all about the masculine and feminine energies. So I really love this topic. And I'm curious if you have a prayer or a meditation or a mantra or something that your heart and spirit is guiding you to lead us in for, you know, a couple of minutes. Is there anything that you feel called to bring to the space?
I can certainly see what comes through.
Okay.
Yeah. So start by closing your eyes and paying attention on your breathing. And place a hand on your heart center and the other, if you are a woman, on your womb. Otherwise, if you are a man, on your heart. And feel the connection with your own body. Breathing deeply in and out. And breathing in and out. And continue that way. And as you breathe in and out, when you breathe in, imagine beautiful pink light coming into your body, recharging your body. And as you exhale, sharing that light with the world. So this is an energy of love and nurturing. We feel first that energy coming into us. So we nurture ourselves, we recharge ourselves, we empower ourselves. And exhale, sharing that with the world, supporting others, supporting your loving family. Continue that way, breathing in and out. And part of the work that we do in my women's circle is to start connecting the heart and the womb. So imagine a line of energy connecting your heart and your womb, if you are a woman. If you are a man, you can connect your hara and your heart. So every time that you breathe in, bring that loving energy that is pink, creating that line, creating it stronger, almost like a pillar within you that is giving you strength, confidence, that is reigniting your own sexuality as well. And as you exhale, just release any blockages or anything that might be interrupting that connection. Once again, breathing that energy in and out. And you can sigh or voice anything that you need to release. So feel that column of energy within you as your core. And from this column of energy, you can start radiating outward, seeing how the space around you feels, creating your own energy sanctuary. This is the space that you have all around you to exist. So make sure to make it yours. Own it. Allow it to become brighter. Allow it to become perfect and complete above your head and below your feet. And see how it feels to be in that space. Good. Now that we are fully connected with this pillar inside and this pink light, we're going to bring energy from heaven and earth. So we inhale heaven and earth into our heart. And we exhale. The next time we do this, we will share our breath with our circle. So that means anybody that is listening right here today, in 2 months, anytime beyond time and space, we will connect at this very moment that is eternal. So breathe heaven and earth into your heart and exhale into our circle. Good. Feeling that connection with each other. One more time, heaven and earth into your center and your core. And exhale, connecting with each other. Beautiful, one last time. And exhale. Good. So with this, we remember that we are connected beyond time, beyond space. We are one at the level of the heart, at the level of love.
God. That was beautiful. Thank you. I feel relaxed and peaceful and juicy right now.
I'm relaxed.
I love it. Thank you so much. Yes. If people want to get a hold of you because they just
Love your energy and your essence and what you just shared with us. Can you tell them about their free gift?
Yes, yes. So we have a 5-day challenge coming up.
The book.
Okay.
The book.
Sorry. I have the book here. So we have a divine sexuality ebook that can help any woman to go from the depletion and shut off state into the ecstatic experience. And also sometimes men actually are reaching out and listening to my podcast, watching my videos, because they have sometimes no clue of what is going through us as women and how we can transform our trauma or our shame or other aspects. So even for men, sometimes it might be supportive in their process. And they can go to download it for free to victoriavives.com/divine.
And I'll put the link in the show notes so that everybody can have access to it and they can get a hold of your free book and just start connecting with you and learning and healing and growing. Thank you so much, Victoria, for all that you contributed to us today. That was scrumptious.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Tiffany. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I do love bringing amazing guests onto this podcast because everyone's flavor is so unique. And, you know, ever since I met Victoria virtually because of COVID, we haven't actually been able to meet in person, but we have had some beautiful interactions via Zoom and over the phone. And I really like her a lot. So please take advantage of her free gift. And any closing words of wisdom or love that you want to share before we wrap it up?
Sure. So as empaths, sometimes we might feel that we should not be like that. So I really encourage all of us to embrace our gift. It's a gift. So we just need to recognize it as that.
Yes, I agree. When we let our sensitivity get so big and loud and overwhelming, then it doesn't always feel like a gift. But when we practice having, you know, the space and the boundaries and, you know, doing spiritual practices and reclaiming our sense of self and using this empathy as a way to connect with other people, as a way to just have emotional intelligence, it is such a gift, such a beautiful thing. So thank you very, very much and have a beautiful rest of your day. And please do connect with her, and I'll put that link in the show notes. Love and blessings to all. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Soul of an Empath with Tiffany Cano. If you enjoyed this show, please rate and recommend it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you are listening to it. You can get more information from soulofanempath.com. May you be blessed with love, health, peace, joy, spiritual oneness, prosperity, and abundance. So be it. So be it. So be it.